Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
511 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. It is a beauty of an afternoon. Go ahead and savor the moment, and don't let the weather forecast get you caught off guard. I know we're talking about some really bad weather moving in on Tuesday, not until late Tuesday evening. We're talking like 11 o'clock Tuesday night. So your day's going to be fine tomorrow. Yeah, there you go. You can go ahead and smile about that. And in fact, days are getting longer as spring creeps closer. 6 days now until daylight savings time begins on Sunday the 9th. Spring will officially arrive in 17 days on March 20th. Not so bad there. Huh. Let me dump into some finances and some financial information you can certainly use today. Mortgage rates remaining below the 7% level. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on that 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.74%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.2%. 2%. Stocks ending down after President Trump confirms that tariffs on Canada and Mexico going through tomorrow as planned. Laura Cantner has those numbers.
President Trump confirming that 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada will go into effect Tuesday, as there's no room left to negotiate. Wall Street tanking on the announcement. The Dow ending down 650, the S&P 500 down 105, NASDAQ down 497. President Trump posting on social media Monday that tariffs on agricultural imports will start on April 2nd. And the president and TSMC announcing a $100 billion investment in chip manufacturing plants in the U.S. The investment would bolster President Trump's promise to make the U.S. the AI leader. TSMC is the world's top producer of advanced semiconductors used for AI. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And South Carolina and North Carolina both dealing with wildfires. Nearly 5,000 acres have burned in South Carolina as 175 fires were reported across the state. The largest of them is in Carolina Forest near Myrtle Beach and has burned 1,600 acres as it sits at 30% contained as of last check. In North Carolina, meanwhile, a fire in the Blue Ridge Mountains 40 miles from Asheville has scorched nearly 500 acres and was 30% contained at last check.
Okay, some economic leaders are calling it an economic tsunami. And the young lady just touched on it a second ago. Leading maker of computer chips plans to spend billions of dollars on U.S. plants, meaning economic impact. Jared Halpert has more from the White House.
Taiwan Semiconductor Company, or TSMC, will invest $100 billion to build five new chips factories in the U.S.
The most powerful AI chips in the world will be made right here in America.
President Trump says most of the investment will be spent in Arizona and is expected to create 20 to 25,000 jobs and give the U.S. a major advantage in semiconductor production.
Even in terms of national security, to have this large percentage of the chips, semiconductors, and other things that they make.
The Biden administration awarded TSMC a $6.5 billion federal grant as part of the CHIPS and Science Act. At the time, the company committed a $65 billion investment. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
About 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, there's a lot of our usual spots giving us minor issues at this time, but the worst looking areas are going to be on Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and on Avalon Boulevard itself, traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 61 degrees, low of 56 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy evening, but all throughout the day overall, high of 72, low of 59.
Okay, 516 News Radio 92.3. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll have Ed Spears on, Milton City Manager, talking about the brand new chief of police over there. Her name is Jennifer Frank, comes from Vermont. We'll find out how that all happened and how it rolled out. Ed's going to, he's a friend of the show. We like Ed a lot. So Ed Spears coming up. City Manager of Milton on News Radio 92.3.
And I also want to let you know that right now we're giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of The Play That Goes Wrong, a side-splitting comedy that follows the mishaps of the Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society as they endeavor to perform a murder mystery play titled The Murder at Haversham Manor. However, everything that can go wrong indeed goes wrong, culminating in a hilarious spectacle that will keep the audience in stitches from beginning to end. This is going on from March 7th to March 16th, once again by Pensacola Little Theater. To win this pair of tickets, all you got to do is be the first person person to text in to 850-437-1620. I'll just say Pensacola Little Theater. Again, text in to 850-437-1620. First person to say Pensacola Little Theater gets those tickets there.
Wonder if they put the initials PLT.
That's a shortcut.
They can't do that. So it has to be totally spelled out.
Yes, but make sure. Or if you just want to put Little Theater, how's that?
It's up to you. You're running this.
If you just want to put Little Theater, you can. PLT's quitter talk.
Strong administrative decision making.
We've already got a text dropping in, so I'm assuming we got a winner anyway.
Nice job, Austin. Hey, Republicans are moving forward with a Senate vote on the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, which would bar transgender women from competing in women's sports. Chad Pergam has more from Capitol Hill.
It's a test vote tonight on a bill sponsored by GOP Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. The bill needs 60 yeas to break a filibuster. The GOP is daring Democrats to vote no. The House passed the bill in January. If all 53 Senate Republicans vote yes, 7 Democrats must join them to end the filibuster. That's a high bar. Only 2 Democrats supported the bill in the House earlier this winter. Most Democrats are outraged at the legislation. They say people born as men and playing sports against women is not a problem. President Trump wants to prohibit money from going to states which allow those born as men from competing against women.
Alrighty, 517 here. I think I'm fixing to get some winner information from our winning texter. But I do want to let you know that in about 20 minutes from now, that's at around 537, when we come back from our Fox News break, we will also be giving away a pair of tickets to the Sun Belt Conference tournament. So we've got a loaded 5 o'clock hour here.
All right, I love it. Almost as big as the Academy Awards ceremony, the parties surrounding the Oscars brought out even more celebrities Sunday night. Tanya J. Powers has more on this.
Elton John held his 33rd AIDS Foundation Academy Awards viewing party with a 45-minute set from Chapel Roan. John, who was nominated for Best Original Song for Never Too Late from his Disney Plus documentary of the same name, hosted the bash with his husband David Furnish, with co-hosts Gene Smart, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and Neil Patrick Harris. Roan did several of her hits, including Red Wine Supernova and Good Luck, Babe, before joining Elton himself for a duet of his classic hit Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. This year also marked the 31st anniversary of the Vanity Fair Oscar party, which was attended by Mick Jagger, Catherine O'Hara, Sarah Paulson, Kevin Bacon, Debbie Harry, and more. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I see Dr. Dookie Hauser was there.
Dookie?
I think Doogie Hauser?
Was it Doogie Hauser? With a G, yeah.
Yeah, he was there as Elton's guest.
I know him as Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. I know who he is. He's a very talented actor.
What was his name on How I Met Your Mother? Barney? Was that his name?
You got me. Barney was the big purple dinosaur.
Yeah. Different Barney.
Don't bring that up. I swore off that when the kids got old. Never again am I going to hear that song.
All righty. Just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break.
It's haunting. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, it kind of gets caught in your... It's like an earworm. Not the good type?
No.
Yeah. All righty. Anyways, 5:19. We'll take a quick break. When we return...
Ed Spears.
Yes, Ed Spears. Yeah, as simple as that.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about this apparent total catastrophe at the White House with President Trump, J.D. Vance, and Zelensky. I don't think that's what happened. I have a whole theory about this. The best version of my explanation was probably in the 7 o'clock hour, if you want to catch that podcast. Also talked with Ryan Jenkins, our farmer in Jay, Florida, about what's going on in farming right now. And several of the bills filed in Tallahassee with our segment, Who Filed It? You can listen to all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup. Tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wednesday at 10 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, please join us as a Dana Elder will be here to enlighten us on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10 a.m. with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, America. Not a bad little tune there.
Yeah, I know, not right? Mellow.
It really is, and I got to tell you, I am so excited for the city of Milton because I know we went through this transformational period for quite a while with their exiting longtime police chief, Tony Tindall. Joining me now, Ed Spears, city manager of Milton. And hey, how you doing, Ed, first of all?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me back on.
So have you lost any gray hairs recently with your kid up there in New York at Columbia?
Yeah, I haven't lost any, but there's more that has succumbed to the color change, I can assure you.
I bet. First of all, congratulations in order, City of Milton. You guys got a real winner here. Jennifer Frank, your next PD.
I'm very excited about Chief Frank to join us in our organization and our community. She is an absolute rock star. You know, she's coming to us from Windsor, Vermont.
Right.
She's the chief there, been the chief since 2021. Before that, she was the chief in Norwich, Vermont. But she's a Southern girl. She was born in the South, and she has family in Central Florida, so this is kind of a homecoming for her. And she is just absolutely stellar. She holds a doctorate in education from Plymouth State University. And interestingly enough, her doctoral thesis was on the way adult learners in paramilitary organizations are best impacted by learning, how they go about learning the best way.
Oh, so my.
She's talking about police academies and training law enforcement officers. So I'm really looking forward to her joining us. You know, we've been told, and our research shows, that she's the first city police chief in Northwest Florida. We weren't setting out to make history. That was not part of our thought process at all. We got the best candidate for this job. She just happens to be a female.
You're absolutely right. And here's something. You know, I've been through a lot of interview processes where you fly somebody in that have not been kind of exposed to our lifestyle down here. And when I'm talking about the hurricane lifestyle, did that ever come up in your conversation with Ms. Frank, asking her, are you afraid of hurricanes?
Well, she's experienced them being from the area.
Okay.
And we actually talked more about Snowmageddon 2025 and how she's going to be our point, our lead in our emergency management center when that happens, because she's used to that. That was nothing to her.
So there you go. You're going to probably write into that contract, snow plow driver, as needed.
Yeah. You know, we do not have a section in our emergency management plan for blizzards, but she can definitely write it for us now.
I congratulate you so much. I know she's coming in late April. You have any plans for throwing a big party or something, Var?
Well, we actually started this past weekend. She had a surprise visit. She was down house shopping, her and her husband, Sam.
Nice.
And they were in town Saturday and Sunday. And on Sunday, we took a couple hours out of her busy schedule and actually had a meet and greet with our city council members and mayor, who they were just blown away, as I've been, by her. And we were grateful to have that opportunity to let her meet the city council members. And so we're looking forward to her joining us on April 21st. Chief Tindall's agreed to extend his time with us until she gets here, and they have some chance to overlap a little bit. So he's being very gracious. And, you know, it's hard replacing a legend, but we got a pretty good opportunity to do that. No one will replace Chief Tindall, but she's coming in. She knows she has big shoes to fill, but boy, is she ready for this challenge.
Okay, Ed, here's your challenge. On your media day, introducing her around to the local media outlets, you've got to promise me a slot to bring her by the afternoon show so we can meet her and talk to her.
Guaranteed. You got it.
Okay, Ed Spears, Milton City Manager. Listen, Ed, go out and make it a great day, and give my best to your kid up there in New York City.
Will do. Thanks, Chris.
Okay. Ed Spears, nice guy. You know, we've known him for a long time, and he's just so accessible. And thank him for his time, because I know he is a real busy guy and just kind of squeezed us in today. News Radio 92.3.
Yes. And also want to give a shout out to Cindy from Gulf Breeze. She won our tickets to Pensacola
Little
Theater.
Two ladies.
Yeah, Catherine and Cindy. Yeah, how about that? And you know what? If we want to make it a clean sweep, I want to give you another reminder that in about 10 minutes, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Sunbelt Conference tournaments. So,
the one.
So we'll see if a woman wins those as well. That'd be an impressive feat.
We will wrap that around our sports segment.
Yeah.
For those tickets.
Yes.
So you got to be listening to the sports segment. It comes up at 37 after. 5:37 today. We're going to throw a little lanyap in there for you.
Well, and the thing is, it's only fitting, you know, to give them away during the sports segment.
I'm saying, the lanyap positioning, bam. Emerald says, bam.
And here nationally, the Pentagon is changing the name of Fort Moore back to Fort Benning, because for whatever reason, we're still hung up on names. The fort near Columbus, Georgia was named Fort Benning after Confederate General Henry Benning. The Pentagon then renamed it to Fort Moore back in 2023 after Army Lieutenant General Hal Moore and his wife. It says the Fort Benning name will now honor Corporal Fred G. Benning, a World War I Army vet.
All right. In 14 days, 2 weeks, it works out 2 weeks, the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce presenting that 38th annual St. Patty's Day pub crawl on Monday the 17th. Everybody's been putting this on their calendars. The event features, get this one, this year. You ready for this? This year in 2025, 18 beach bars, restaurants, and hotels. Whew. Going to be a real rocket ship ride this year in the crawl with the green fireworks APM lighting up the Pensacola Beach sky right over Mommy Beach, or otherwise known as Quiet Water Beach. So we will see you there March 17th.
Alrighty.
It's going to be a good time.
And Pope Francis has taken another turn. In an afternoon update, the Vatican said the pontiff suffered two episodes of acute respiratory failure. He is receiving ventilation as a result. Francis has been in the hospital for more than 2 weeks due to bronchitis and pneumonia, and the Vatican says his prognosis remains reserved.
All right. Maybe if you want to take a bold leap into your financial future, let me set it up here for you. Tonight, Powerball, $279 million, $131.5 million your cash option. Mega Millions tomorrow night, $15 million, $100.9 million cash option. Both nights, drawing happens around 10 p.m. Play wisely and good luck.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump is slapping Mexico and Canada with 25% tariffs.
The tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
Well, he's calling on those countries to do more to quell the flow of fentanyl at our borders. The president also argues the import taxes will encourage more companies to move to the U.S. Democrats, though, warn about a North American trade war.
It means rising costs for produce, for groceries, for cars, even for ordering takeout and happy hour. It is unbelievable what they're doing with these tariffs.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, stocks falling sharply today on Wall Street. The Dow giving up 1.5%, falling 650 points. The NASDAQ dropped 497. The S&P 500 fell 105. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Wobbison with Your Money Now. Tech giant Amazon said it will use artificial intelligence to reduce flood risks in Spain, where it's building data centers. Amazon's cloud computing unit, AWS, announced it would invest just over $17 billion in data centers to significantly expand its cloud infrastructure. Financial tech startup Ramp is allowing some employees and early investors to cash out in a new deal that values the company at $13 billion. Coastal Ventures, Thrive Capital, and General Catalyst were among those buying shares in the round, according to CNBC. The financing is a marked improvement from Ramp's peak evaluation of $8.1 billion in 2022, according to analysts. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, with the Dow dropping nearly 650 points. The S&P 500 is down by 104, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 500. U.S. crude oil futures above 68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. We continue to hear this isn't a strong quarterback draft class. And yes, I know we won't see six go in the first 12 picks like last year, but Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders could end up being the first two selections. I do think after the combine that Cam Ward will be the first overall pick, and it's also important to note that Adam Schefter just last week said the thing he's most confident in for this draft is that the Browns will take a QB with their first round pick. So yes, even though this quarterback draft class isn't deep, as always, they'll go off the board early. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't adjust your radio, ladies and gentlemen. That is not sounds coming from outer space.
Typically, I play the chorus, but I just found an instrumental break.
I have no idea
break.
About that one, but that's a riff that we probably all don't know. But anyway, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and it is a very fine Monday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. We do appreciate that. This weekend, our good guys cannot get a break here. Another brutal road trip. Roanoke sweeping Pensacola, two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers returning home to our very own ice in 11 days on Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th, matching up against Quad City. Puck dropping 7:05, both of those days in the Bay Center. And the reason why we have a week between, of course, Sun Belt Conference 2025 men's and women's basketball championships. Mm. Over at the Bay Center, as we speak here, all 14 Sun Belt schools are in town. Competing, the process and the competition actually starts tomorrow, and it goes to the 10th in a single elimination tournament.
Yes,
so, big event, big economic booster for our area. Go out and support the tournament. You're going to see some great basketball over there. Did you have a winner? Are we doing the, what are we doing in terms of we're getting ready to give away?
Yeah, we're giving them away now.
There we go. What a setup.
All righty. Yeah. I was about to say, you did a great job.
Nice job. Way to go, Chris.
We're giving away a pair of tickets.
In the middle of this going, are we getting ready to give tickets away? Yeah.
We're giving away a pair of tickets to these tickets are good for every Sun Belt Conference basketball tournament game, both men's and women's. As Chris said, the action gets underway tomorrow from March 4th through March 10th. If you want to win these tickets, I've been listing Sun Belt teams. So we'll just say this. You know what? I got one.
I got one, too. I got 14 of them.
Oh, well, yeah. No. I know the teams. I was trying to think of which one to pick. We'll do this one. App State. So text in Mountaineers. That's what they are.
You're playing politics here, aren't you?
What do you mean? What you talking about?
Great school, man.
Yeah.
That is a great school.
Yeah. First person to text in to 850-437-1620. Again, that's text in to 850-437-1620. The word Mountaineers. First person to do that gets those tickets there.
20-6, News Radio 92.3. NASCAR was back on the circuit of the Americas in Texas on Sunday for the fifth time. First time racing on a short track, however, for some. Here's Tim McMaster.
A week ago in Atlanta, Christopher Bell used overtime to collect his first win of the season. On Sunday in Austin, he took care of things earlier.
Christopher Bell goes back-to-back Super Speedway road course winner.
Courtesy Fox, Bell wins again. He only led 8 of 95 laps, passing Kyle Busch, who led 43 laps with 4 to go. Then he held off Daytona 500 winner William Byron late for the victory. Tyler Reddick was third. With the win, Bell jumps 22 spots into fourth place in the early season standings. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
All right, we've already got a winner. Several people just dropping in. Mountaineers. So remember, only to the first person, so I'll get their information in just a moment.
How exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Fighting
right?
over those Sun Belt Conference tickets.
Speaking of suspense, mentioned this last hour.
And rightly so.
Yeah, with wins yesterday, Texas and South Carolina shared the SEC women's basketball regular season title. This was due to the team splitting their season series. So you may be thinking, wow, what modern analytical statistical tiebreaker did they use?
Well, I'm not sure they would think that, but go ahead.
they called, if you're like me, that's what you were thinking. They called up SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, and they had the son of a gun flip a coin. That is how they determined which team would be the top seed in this week's SEC tournament. South Carolina won the coin flip, so they secured the top spot. The tournament for them begins Wednesday.
Okay, that doesn't sound fair. But anyway, a longtime sports commentator, Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
I'm going to call him Coach Johnson. Announced his retirement. Joe Morgan has the details for you.
Jimmy Johnson is retiring from Fox Sports after being a part of its NFL coverage for 31 years. Johnson, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, announced his retirement Monday while appearing on The Herd with Colin Cowherd, calling his time at Fox Sports, quote, the most fun I ever had in my career. In a statement, Fox Sports CEO Eric Shank said in part, quote, Jimmy served as an inspiration to generations of football fans with his legendary swagger, one-of-a-kind inside, and signature humor. Johnson became an NFL analyst following a Hall of Fame coaching career, where he won 2 Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys after bringing Miami a national championship at the college level. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
His hair. We mentioned it last hour.
Yes, you did.
They didn't mention his hair.
Well,
it was perfect. No. Jimmy Johnson's hair was perfect.
No. He does. He's always had very nice hair. It got slick white, but it kept its form. Pretty impressive.
It's kind of like I was speaking to this nice lady on the lobby a few moments ago. And said, as I got my hair a little bit longer here, you can see the gray more. I thought, I got to go cut my hair. Hey, listen, President Trump addressing Congress tomorrow night. I'm excited about this. Beginning 7:06, that's Pensacola time. Yeah, I didn't want to confuse you because it is coming down on the Eastern time at 8:06. News Radio 92.3 has the live, uninterrupted Fox anchored coverage for you, and it will be something very exciting. So when you and I walk out of these very studios tomorrow night, the president will hit the airwaves.
All righty, and wanted to mention this as well because I think this is one of the first like big news that we're going to be seeing in this offseason when it comes to player acquisitions and such. The Commanders adding a weapon to their offense. According to ESPN, Washington traded just a 5th-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday for wide receiver Deebo Samuel. And you know, Chris, if you're not too familiar with Deebo, he was kind of like a dual threat as far as they could kind of use him as a running back, use him in the backfield a lot, but he was also had great hands on him as well. He's a stellar athlete, great feet and everything. So to only get him for a fifth round pick.
What about his teeth, man?
To only get him for a 5th-round pick, I think is pretty cool. I know he kind of lost some of his luster in San Francisco. That's how I described it last hour, at least. But I'm interested to see what Washington can do with him, and especially after getting him for such a bargain.
5:44, News Radio 92.3. It is time for TMZ Breaking News Minute.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. The 2025 Academy Awards wrapped Sunday with Anora winning 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress. Adrian Brody, Karen Culkin, and Zoe Saldana also took home trophies during the annual event, while Wicked stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo kicked off the night with a powerful medley. Halle Berry got her payback on Adrian Brody, kissing him on the Oscars red carpet in a nod to their viral 2003 moment. In 2003, Brody shocked everyone by grabbing Berry and kissing her after winning his Oscar for The Pianist. Diane Warren just joined an exclusive but unfortunate club, tying the record for the most Oscar losses without a win. Her 16th defeat came when The Journey from a 6-8 lost to Amelia Perez's El Mall. I'm Wild Young, and that was the TMZ Minute.
You know, Chris, we pulled it off, my friend.
Yes,
you know,
he is a Wild Young.
Not about that guy. We pulled off what we said we maybe would in the last segment. We had a third woman win the tickets today. Clean sweep.
Aren't we something else?
Yeah, congrats to Rachel.
Pat yourself on the back over there, big guy.
Yeah, big gal, rather.
No, you.
Oh, you're talking about me.
You, not her.
What did I do?
Yeah, how would I know she's a big woman?
Well, I was about to say, like, whatever. 545 here.
I could go into a Karnak bit going, Karnak says.
Yeah.
You don't know who Karnak is. Though.
You are correct. The name rings a bell.
Johnny Carson's bit. Karnak.
Oh.
Magnificent.
Oh, okay. I do know the bit you're talking
about.
The
famous seer into the future.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know the name of it, though. Okay,
Karnak.
Gotcha. 545 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Do have some backups on Michigan Avenue if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Also have some developing on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Last major spots going to be Avalon Boulevard, traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 56 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be high of 72, low of 59 with some rain chances in the evening.
547 News Radio 92.3 Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. You know, you look at her and you don't think she can get very angry. She's getting peeved. And she's getting peeved at people in San Francisco who continue to leak plans of upcoming ICE raids. Rich Edson has more.
Securing America.
A recent House Armed Services Subcommittee hearing looked at the role of America's special forces in the global landscape. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson describing that role.
To combat the continuous and evolving threats posed by violent extremist organizations.
Democrat Jason Crow of Colorado adding that special forces need to
conduct counterterrorism operations while ensuring they can support the joint force.
Major General Peter Huntley, the commander of the Marine Special Operations, talked about the importance of special forces.
This is about maintaining and enhancing an elite, persistent, inside force that has the generational relationship with strategic partners and the capability to sense, make sense, and act faster than our adversaries.
While Army Lieutenant General Jonathan Braga described special forces as lethal warriors, all of the military leaders who testified stated that investments in special ops pay big national security dividends. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
President Trump declared a border emergency his first day in office and reinstated a policy to force asylum seekers to stay in Mexico. The administration also struck agreements with countries to take their migrants back or even migrants from other countries. As the administration tries to step up deportations, specifics about enforcement and removal operations plans keep leaking, like a tweet from yesterday that warns ICE raids are planned Monday, Tuesday in Northern Virginia per multiple sources who tell us ICE has obtained between 75 and 100 judicial warrants. Last month, Border Czar Tom Homan blamed leaks for hampering a large-scale operation near Denver. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has vowed to fire leakers and even use polygraphs to try to identify them.
My goodness. A hectic situation, to put it lightly, wouldn't you say, Chris?
A very dangerous situation.
That too.
Especially, I know that they have a radio station in San Francisco that is giving out the information about the ICE raids.
Right.
They're putting these officers' lives on the line by doing this. This is very dangerous. Can't understand what some of these people are thinking or why they're thinking this. Listen, Captain America continues to soar over his competition at the weekend box office. Kathleen Maloney has more on Fox on Friend.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Captain America Brave New World kept its box office crown for the third weekend in a row, earning $15 million for a first place finish.
I don't want a variable out there that I can't control.
Stop!
Captain America caught without his wings.
Focus Features' Last Breath debuted to $7.8 million, capturing second place.
Where's our power?
Dead in the water. We're drifting out of control.
How much gas does he have left?
Not enough.
We're gonna be too late.
It's a body recovery now.
No, it's not.
I'm not losing a diver today.
The survival thriller tells the story of a group of deep sea divers who have to rescue a colleague stranded in the North Sea. Coming in third, Neon's horror comedy, The Monkey, which earned $6.4 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
All righty. 550 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the cryptocurrency market is surging. We also got your Wall Street numbers coming up for you. Yet another reminder of those. That stuff and more coming up in just a couple minutes here.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Go ahead, Pat, hit me with your best shot. 553, you could have.
That's what she's been doing?
Yeah, she for a long time. Still cranking, you know, she still does the touring thing.
Really?
I was surprised she didn't take Las Vegas residency. But anyway, great track. Thank you very much. Hey, Apple is now seeking to protect kids using their devices from harmful content. Here's my question for you. How do they define harmful content? That's going to be the stickler point when they think finally, and you know all good things go to court. So this is going to end up in the courtroom, I'm sure. Eben Brown has more.
Fox on Tech.
Apple wants to help keep kids off inappropriate websites and apps. A number of states have passed or are considering laws aimed at keeping young kids off social media and keeping anyone under 18 off adult-oriented apps and websites. And despite certain pushback from those industries, a concern has always been accurate or adequate enforcement. How can companies actually verify who is using a computer or a smartphone while still preserving personal data security and privacy? Apple says it's found a way. They're calling it Age Assurance. It plans to let parents provide age verification data to app developers without having to reveal anything official, such as social security numbers, names, or birth dates. Such a system would keep Apple in the clear of having to handle sensitive information, but it hopes it would give parents more control over their kids' online activities. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And we mentioned this before the break. The cryptocurrency market is surging. It comes after President Trump announced his plans to create a strategic reserve for crypto. Bitcoin spiked from about $85,000 to $94,000 on Sunday after Trump's announcement on Truth Social. As of Monday, Bitcoin is trading at more than $91,400.
You know, about 2 months ago, we did a story on Chick-fil-A changing that recipe for their waffle fries. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, here's something else that's interesting. I wonder if it's going to get this kind of attention. Steak and Shake. Ever go over to that location? They're over there by Cordova Mall.
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, they're making a change to their recipe for French fries. Very interesting here. Ashley Webster has more.
The restaurant just announcing a major change to its popular shoestring fries, and they say that inspiration indeed partially came from RFK Jr. Steak and Shake's chief operations officer joined Fox and Friends, so listen to what he had to say about the change.
We wanted to switch, I guess, years ago, but they couldn't get a chemical-free, additive-free, all-natural, pure beef tallow because they put defoaming agents and things. So he tells me we have to do beef tallow, but we have to do it all natural, no additives, no preservatives.
Steak and Shake isn't the only restaurant, by the way, using beef tallow. Also, Popeyes, Outback Steakhouse, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Smash Burger also using it as well.
Alrighty, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some backups increasing on Avalon Boulevard if you're traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway. Outside of that, your worst looking spots probably not going to be too bad. It's probably going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's pretty par for the course at this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 56 tonight, Chris.
5:56, News Radio 92.3. A movie about a sex worker dominated the Oscars. Tanya J. Powers has this report.
And the Oscar goes to...
John Baker's Anora took home 5 Oscars at the 97th Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director for Baker, and Best Actress for Mikey Madison. The film also won Best Original Screenplay and Film Editing. The Brutalist won 3 awards, including Best Actor for Adrian Brody. Wicked won 2 awards, including Best Costume Design. Emilia Perez won 2 awards, including Best Supporting Actress for Zoe Saldana, and Kieran Culkin won his first Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in A Real Pain. I'm Still Here won Best International Feature. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Wall Street closing sharply lower on economic and tariff worries. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 649 points to 43,191. S&P 500 lost 104 points to 58,49. And the NASDAQ dropped 497 points to 18,350.
Okay, there I was perusing the flight board at Pensacola International this afternoon. And these big red cancellation letters came up to Silver Airways. Very, very sad situation here. Of course, they're a Florida-based airline down in Orlando. They have canceled all of their flights across their whole route system. So if you were expecting Silver Flight 80, touchdown time 6:10 from Tampa, or Silver Flight 60, touchdown 7:10 from Orlando, those flights are not going to be in this evening. So anyway, all flights have been canceled to and from the Orlando-Tampa area. Lillian Wu has more on the report.
Some passengers were stranded over the weekend when a regional carrier, Silver Airways, suddenly halted operations at Orlando International Airport, where it flew routes between there and Pensacola, Key West, the Bahamas, and Fort Lauderdale. Fox 13 Tampa Bay quoting a Greater Orlando Aviation Authority spokesperson as saying even the airport received information just shortly before flight cancellations. The shutdown, which did not appear to affect other markets the airline operates in, comes a couple of months after Silver Airways filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, promising customers that business would be as usual. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And smelling salts are coveted by athletes, but scientists may have found something even better. Researchers at Mass General Brigham... My goodness. Researchers at Mass General Brigham studied the effects of an antibody-based nasal spray on brain-injured mice. The spray seemed to improve the brain's natural healing process while simultaneously reducing damaging inflammation. The findings could lead to a preventative treatment against the long-term implications of traumatic brain injuries and other conditions such as strokes.
Let me run this down to you, especially if you are a Volkswagen owner. Volkswagen's recalling more than 60,000 electric cars. This is in response to a failure to display the gear position that could lead to the vehicle actually rolling away if the parking brake wasn't engaged.
Golly.
There goes my car. The vehicles affected include the 2021-2023 Volkswagen ID.4, as well as the 2022-2023 Audi Q4 e-tron and Q4 e-tron Sportback cars. So Volkswagen owners, get those buggies back to the dealership.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.